Duval County's Fraternal Order of Police represents court bailiffs and corrections officers, too. To agree to close pensions to new hires, union leaders are calling for new recruits to instead be enrolled in the Florida retirement system. But city negotiators say Curry thinks it's too risky to hand over pension control to Tallahassee, because that could change the plan's terms from year to year. FOP leader Steve Zona says he's not buying that.
There's very little risk in Florida retirement system. Over the last 17 years, the employer contribution, meaning the city, has only had to increase their contribution 4.1% historically. 17 years, very little risk.
Like the firefighters union, Zona says police are willing to work with the city on salary raises. But private 401k-style plans are just not secure enough for such a risky job. Zona gestures toward a memorial for fallen officers.
They want us, police and corrections, to shoulder all the risk. I'll give you, look at the wall. That's the risk we shoulder every day. For 4.1% risk over 17 years, I think it's the least the city can do.
In order to roll employees into Florida's pension plan, Jacksonville would have to apply with the state and cede bargaining power to Florida lawmakers. Zona says private retirement plans for police would break from other big Florida cities and could further stagnate new officer recruitment. He also says he doesn't think negotiations will be finalized in January, a hope expressed by Mayor Curry. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.